Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow!
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Now, wow is right. 13-3. You kidding me, boys? 13-3 on the heels of an 11-2 drubbing. The Royals just destroyed the Houston Astros. Today, yesterday, Tuesday, utter destruction. You just outscored a team that's been to the last seven American League Championship Series. You just outscored them by 20 runs in three games. Let's talk about it, Kansas City. You have the hottest team in Major League Baseball. The Royals own the third best record in the American League. And there is not a team in the big leagues with a better run differential than your boys in blue. A team that lost 106 freaking games last year is the hottest team, some may say, the best team in the American League. 913-586-7610 is our phone number again. 913-586-7610. I understand the New York Yankees have a better record. But this pitching staff still maintaining that sub-2 ERA, giving the team more innings than any other squad in the American League and in Major League Baseball. Let's head inside that victorious Royals clubhouse. Kind enough to join us before hopping on that bird, Vinny Pasquantino, 3-for-5, another three runs driven in. Vinny, great job today. What's the atmosphere? What's the energy like in that clubhouse right now?
We're excited. We're ready to go get on that plane and get up to New York and get after it tomorrow.
Two hits in the first inning. Was that a Michael Jordan-esque shoulder shrug I saw you give to the dugout after your second knock?
Maybe. It was just more so excitement. Just excited to keep it rolling. And that was really it. I was happy to hit a line drive over the shortstop's head. It's kind of what I've been searching for a little bit, and I finally got one. So maybe a little bit, but mostly just excitement.
A 7-0 homestand. What are you guys proving to one another?
Well, we just proved to ourselves we could win 7 in a row. I think that's a big thing for us, is showing that we went through a whole homestand, winning every single game. But as far as, you know, anything bigger than that, it doesn't really mean that much to us. It's just keep moving forward, get after tomorrow the same way we got after today. You know, not worry about what happened today, tomorrow, and just be ready to play.
Your teammate Bobby Witt Jr., 4-for-5, scores four runs, drives in five, hits a pair of bombs, and steals a bag. Are you still impressed by the 23-year-old, or are you used to it?
So I didn't hear the end of your question because Sam Ellinger's phone sucks. But I think I understood what you were saying. I'm impressed by him every day, the way he goes about his work. I'm not surprised by anything he does, but I am impressed by what he does. And he finally decided to stop hitting the ball into the wind today and hit it with the wind. And he hammered a few baseballs, and a few of them went over the fence, a few of them didn't, but he was on base all the time.
Vinny, final thing for you. What's it like driving to the ballpark knowing that the guy on the hill is going to give you a chance to win every single night?
Yeah, it feels great. Feels like you're in it every single night, no matter what happens. And if they need us to, you know, if the pitching staff needs us to pick them up, we'll do it. And if we need them to pick us up, they'll do it. So it's been a fun ride through these first 13 games, and we're ready for the next 100 and however many there are left.
No doubt. Vinny, thank you very much for the time. We'll see you in New York.
Sounds good. See ya.
Vinny Pasquantino following a 13-3 drubbing of the Houston Astros. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. You take this show wherever you want it to go, but I do have a question for you. Throughout spring training, even into the season, I've said right here and told you, my goal is for this team to maintain through May. Stay in the fight. Don't drown in the first 2 months. Don't drown in the deep end. Find confidence. Stay in the fight, because if you can maintain through May, there's no reason why you won't be in the fight still in the month of August. Maintain through May, and those question marks on the team, in my opinion, will have flipped to exclamation points. So that whole mantra, maintain through May, I'm curious. Is that your goal? Is that still your focus, or have you blown right by that? And now we're talking bigger, better things. Now we're looking deeper into the calendar. Now we're talking September and October. How about you? How do you view it? 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We're going to start off in Shawnee. Chase, you're hitting leadoff on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Vern, good to hear from you again here. Talk to you a couple times this year. To answer your question, you know, I had kind of the same thing. I was like, let's just stay within five games of first place through June. But you know what? I know you say don't get your hopes up. You don't want them to get spoiled. But what if we had to get our hopes up about with this team? I'm sending it. I got my bet in for the Central and for the Pennant. Let's keep it going, Royals. One question for you, though. I know it's tough right now with how well we're playing. What do you think that we can improve on right now with the baseball we're playing? Oh, it's an off-air. Thanks, Vern.
Thank you. I've never said don't get your hopes up. I don't know what Chase is talking about. I've never said that. I spent the entire on-deck show today. So long as you're not presenting something similar to if they don't make the playoffs, this season's a failure. If they don't win the division, this season's a failure. Oh, okay. To me, that's silly. To me, those people need to pump the brakes. But believing that this team can win the division or win the World Series? No, you have evidence to feel that way. No, so get your hopes up. I have no issue with you having heightened expectations. You should. As far as where they can improve, nowhere. There's again, much like I've said when callers want to know who would I call up or what trades would I make, let's wait until someone is injured before we're replacing people or looking for upgrades. The only way this team can improve is if they become a perfect ball club, and that's just not how this game works. So I'm sorry, Chase. I ain't got an answer for you. Let's go to MJ in Belton. You're on 610 Sports Radio. MJ, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Oh, I am fantastic, Vern. What a team. This just is, the talent level is here. We haven't seen talent on this team like this in what feels like ages, and I'm just having fun. This feels great, and this win was incredible. Like, I was having a bad day at work, but that first inning just, like, wiped all that badness away. And awesome. All I've got to say is, go Royals.
Nice. My game notes following this 13-3 Royals victory are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. Bobby Witt Jr. becomes the first player in franchise history to put that type of final line together. Four hits, four runs scored, two home runs, five runs driven in, and a stolen base. No player in this franchise's history has ever done what 10,000 of you had the chance to see happen live. Only 19 men in the 113 years of modern era baseball, only 19 men have done what Bobby just did today. So I'll reiterate what I tried to pass along earlier today on the On Deck Show. When this team returns next Friday, there's just not a reason that this place is anything but packed. Okay, maybe not to the gills, but 20,000 on a Friday night to take on the Baltimore Orioles, there's no excuse. for this place to not be jumping next Friday. Tickets are, not that expensive. And even if they are, this pitching staff assures you that 80% of the time, you're going to have a chance to win, which means you're going to get an entertaining game that goes into the later innings, getting your money's worth. And you're going to see one of the 10 best baseball players on the planet, not in the other dugouts, but wearing royal blue. And you don't need to worry about him leaving. He's already committed to you. So all those reasons why I'm hesitant to buy in, he's going to leave, I don't want to come to see the other team, all those excuses have been ripped away. The pitching staff, the defense, speed on the base paths, and a confident group of young hitters. That's a scary combination 13 games into the season. Scary for the rest of the American League. And Bobby Witt Jr. hasn't even entered his prime yet. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. 913-586-7610. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
The 1-0 pitch. Curveball sliced high in the air, deep right field. Wynn pushes it back. Tucker turns around. It's out of here. Into the Royals bullpen. An opposite field two-run shot for Bobby Witt Jr. It is a first-inning onslaught at Kauffman Stadium.
Bobby only hits bullets. It's amazing. Bobby goes 4-for-5. Drives in 5, scores 4 runs. That was the voice of Jake Eisenberg bringing you all the action there in that 9-run first inning, capped by a 2-run blast there from Bobby Witt Jr., his second hit of the first inning, his 7th multi-hit game of the season. Keep in mind, they've only played 13 games. But Bobby now leads Major League Baseball in hard-hit balls. He had 4 today, passing Shohei Ohtani for the most in the game. Royals win 13-3. They have the 3rd best record in the league and the best run differential in the sport. Phone lines are open. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Lucas in Raymore. Lucas, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead. Hey, Lucas, you got me, man? I'm going to ask you to hit the road then. Let's go to Chester in Kansas City. Chester, how are you, my friend?
Oh, excellent, excellent. See, when you have this starting off slow like a seed, but now we're flourishing like a harvest. Look at this team effort. Look at these elements, using the elements now, speed, defense, pitching, offense. You're talking about you can go from 4D to 5D. When you got men encouraging men, you can celebrate when you're not doing good. Vinny stepping up, 2 games in a row, you're doing good, but you was always celebrating. Now you're celebrating with a greater contribution. You're talking about something that when you see things like that, you can maintain. You know, the core production, they already been good. But when you add on to that, you dig deep, lay a foundation, and you maintain a building on that foundation, you know you can do again and again because it's solid. It's early, but we're going to get our time worth, we're going to get our money worth, and we're going to get our shouting worth. Where is your faith? Go get it, maintain it on both sides. And this is what it's all about. Relationships, family, teams. This is an atmosphere. And let everybody shout, yes, we want more. Hungry and thirst, keep it up. And even some said they're going to score early in the first inning. Well, you know, they got their reward.
Yeah.
And this is making it look easy when you know it's not easy. God bless you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much, Chester. Nice to hear from you. Royals have won 9 of 11, 7 straight games, and they just completed the third perfect homestand in club history. The first one in more than 35 years. Go back to the phone calls. Jamie in Kansas City, you're on 610 Sports Radio.
Hey, Vern, how's it going? It's Jaime, Jamie.
Jaime, hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, good, good. Hey, I am excited about this team. And, you know, people say don't get excited early on. You know what? As Royals fans, we've been through so much losing. We are okay celebrating this and looking forward. I called to you and talked to you a little while back saying, hey, White Sox series, great series to, you know, brush off the rough winds. And, you know, it was like, eh, hold on there. You know what? I'm happy I said it. I stand by it. And you know what? Bring on the Mets. Bring on whoever. My friend was like, you know what? Bring on the Dodgers. Bring on the Yankees. It's early, I know, but you know what? This is the attitude we need. The clubhouse is popping. If you listen to those post-game interviews in the locker room, you'll hear the music in the background. That's the energy we need, and Bobby, this is Bobby's team. Salvi's the captain, yes, but this is Bobby's team. And you know what? Let's roll, baby. We got this.
Great phone call. Jaime, appreciate it. I don't disagree. You can call out the Dodgers, call out the Yankees. And your pitching staff can go toe-to-toe with the New York Yankees. Your pitching staff can go toe-to-toe with the LA Dodgers. Your defense can go toe-to-toe with the New York Yankees and the Los Angeles Dodgers on the base paths. You can go toe-to-toe with any of those teams. Confidence, you know, offensively. Royals hitters are oozing confidence the same way as they are in the Bronx and at Dodger Stadium. Now, sure, Dodgers hitters have a lot more to rely on when that mid-season slump, early season, when that inevitable slump does arrive. Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman and Shohei Ohtani and Max Muncy, they can relax, because they've been through it before and come out the other side even better. Royals don't necessarily have that same thing going for them, but right now I can't imagine you can tell them anything. And now this early season success, this is the main reason why I was asking for this team simply to just maintain through May. It's because coming into the year, it was my opinion that there were a handful of relievers and even more position players that had that little bit of doubt in their head. Doubt about themselves, where they fit in the big leagues. Do they fit in on a championship team? Is this a playoff team? Can we execute in those big moments? Those questions that can't be answered until you go out there and do it. So my desire for them to maintain through May was the fact that if you play 2 months of baseball and you remain in it, those opportunities to check those boxes were going to present themselves. And it was my belief that they would check a majority of those boxes if they're able to maintain through May. But we're 13 games in, and I don't know how many more empty boxes I can see. I don't really see any. What am I still curious about? Who am I still worried about? I'm not worried about anybody. I'm not concerned about the mental psyche of anyone on this team right now, and therefore, when that inevitable skid presents itself, you're hoping that the team can reach back to what's working so well right now, take solace in we've done it before, and we can do it again. So I ask you again, this mantra that I've had of maintain through May, is that still the goal in your world, or are you past that? Are you... Vern, I'm not even concerned about that. Oh, they're going to maintain through May, all right. I'm still there. I'm not going to deviate just yet. 9-4, best start since 2016. Long way to go. But I feel good about it. You got to feel good about it because solely the pitching and defense. The starting pitching and the defense on this team, I'll stack it up with anybody right now. Go toe-to-toe with anybody in the sport. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 610 Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks, Vern. You know, this team is great. I can't wait. I'm going out to the Royals and Dodgers game in June, and, man, I think they're going to do really good. I just can't wait to see how much more people we're going to have when the Orioles come around. I think, like you said, 20,000 people is not a doubt we can do it. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for taking my call, Vern.
I got you, man. We're all excited. How can you not be excited? You just beat down the evil empire in the American League. The Astros are that shining star of the junior circuit for the past decade, and the Royals just mopped the floor with them. I mean, a pitching clinic throughout, from Reagan's Grindfest on Tuesday to Seth Lugo's artistry last night to Brady Singer just logging the frames and holding them to one run over five innings. Brady Singer improves to 2-0. And since debuting back in 2020, the Royals are now three games above 500 when Brady Singer is the starter, 102 games below 500 when he's not the starter. Let's go to Michael in Kansas City. Michael, you're on 610 Sports Radio. As the Royals take care of the Astros.
Vern, how you doing?
13-3. I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so good. You're asking about maintain until May, and I like that because, as a caller mentioned earlier, we just suffer as Royals fans. That's what we do. It's what we like. But I think my goal coming into this season, like, because, you know, you have, like, Dakota projections and all that other stuff, but I thought 500. I thought if it's 500, baseball's interesting in September, I'm a happy man.
Do you still feel that way? Do you still feel that way?
I'm an elated man. I want to give Chester a yes, give me more. I feel great right now.
Let me ask you this. Can I ask you a quick question, Michael?
Yeah.
I'm going to steal something from Carrington Harrison, the hypothetical button game. If I present to you a button, you hit it, and the Royals are locked in to win 81 games this year and finish 500. Do you hit the button?
Can I take the over?
So, no, you do not hit the button.
I wouldn't hit the button at this point. Okay. I really wouldn't.
All right.
Because what you were saying is, like, you know, you're not worried about anybody. And even though those guys, they get off to the slow starts, they can rely on MJ Melendez being that handsome, beautiful man hitting dingers. You can rely on the pass watch. You can rely on your starters day in and day out. It's a breath of fresh air. So I'm over the moon, Vern.
Love to hear it, Michael. Thank you very much for the phone call. 913-586-7610. We go to Jim in Shawnee. You're next up on the postgame show. Jim, the Royals just went 7-0, one of the greatest homestands in franchise history.
I tell you, I got a 13-year-old grandson texting me during the day about the game that's wanting to come down and watch every game with me because he doesn't have cable, and that's exciting to me. But
nice.
Pitting is... That can run in streaks. I mean, it hits just inches away from being a hit or an out almost.
Right.
I mean, a lot of times. But you can't – pitching and defense is not a fluke. And I think we'll be over 500.
I'm not going to argue with you, Jim, because of what you just said. Yeah, pitching and defense, man, that's the name of the game. Throw in some speed on the base paths and Dairon Blanco and Bobby Witt Jr., who ripped another bag. Mikel Garcia, MJ ripped one last night. You know, Garrett Hampson's available off the bench. I think you have a boss in the bullpen and James MacArthur finishing it off. But again, personally, I'm still trumpeting my mantra. Maintain through May. Do that. And I think we're going to have very entertaining baseball in August and September. The reason why that remains my focus, and I'm not getting too ahead of myself, is because Baseball often turns into a battle of attrition. Just look around the division. The Twins have already lost their best player. The White Sox have already lost their best player. The Guardians have already lost their best pitcher. I mentioned the Royals off to their best start since 2016. I've often mentioned I believe this rotation offers the type of stability that we haven't seen since 2016. So you may ask, well, how come the 2016 team didn't make it to the playoffs? Moose and Gordo collided. Moose tore his ACL. Lorenzo Cain and Wade Davis got hurt in the second half of the season. Lorenzo Cain was the straw that stirred the drink on that team, and Wade Davis was a cheat code. That's why that team didn't make the playoffs. Injuries. In my opinion, no other reason than injuries. So we got a long way to go. You do have depth down in Omaha. Daniel Lynch is ready. You know, Nick Prado and Drew Waters and Michael Massey are there. I'm happy with them there. I like this 26. I'm not saying any changes need to be made. But changes eventually will need to be made. That's just how the game works. We'll get back to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Swing and a liner down the right field line. That's in for a hit. It'll go all the way to the corner. Bobby Witt just jogs in from third base to score the 10th Royals run. Finney's at second with an RBI double, his third RBI of the day.
Man, I hope Cody Tapp has those vocal cords ready to go, because Vinny put on a show again today. 3 for 5. He drives in 3 runs, scores in that 9-run first inning, and it was a laugher after that. Royals win 13-3. Carrington Harrison in the drive coming your way in 10 minutes from now. But let's hear from one of the stars of today's game, Bobby Witt Jr., who put together arguably the greatest stat line this franchise has ever seen. 10 total bases, 5 runs driven in, 4 runs scored, 4 hits, a stolen. But again, on the field after the game with Joel Goldberg of Bally Sports Kansas City, and they wanted to talk about that 9-run first inning with 15 men brought to the dish.
Yeah, you know, we're just putting together great at-bats. We know Brady's on the mound, give him a couple runs, and then just put together good at-bats, like I said, and just compete up there, stick to our plan and approach, and just battle.
You guys came home from the first road trip in Baltimore 2-4. You go back on the road now 9-4. How would you describe everything that's going on with this team on the field, dugout, and clubhouse?
Just saying, the boys are playing some ball right now. We're having a lot of fun, both on and off the field, and it's a lot of fun, like I said.
This wind is really tricky today, but get that ball up towards right field. Do you have a chance? How much were you thinking about that?
I've been watching the Masters and playing the big fade, so that's what I was trying to do today.
Very nice, as it is Masters weekend indeed. I can't let you go without asking you about a play that I'm pretty sure you guys have never practiced before, with a second baseman hurtling over you while you make a play. What happened there?
Yeah, just we were both going for the ball, trying to make a play, and then he hopped over me, and we got the out. That was all the thing that mattered.
That's all that matters. I'll let you go in a sec. He's shivering, understandably so. The Bobby chants have been echoing every single game. What do you think?
Pretty special. The fans out here, we love them. We're going to keep it rolling and do something special this year. So,
Bobby Witt Jr. after the game on the field with Joel Goldberg of Bally Sports Kansas City. Royals have won 9 of 11 in each of the last 7 games. Let's go to Steve in Merriam. Steve, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You know, I really, for the most part, I'm just tagging on to what you have very eloquently stated for the past few days, but I have a few twists that maybe I haven't heard quite so often. One, I just want to, you know, double down on how critical this early confidence is. And you really saw that confidence even in their first 2 series losses. You could still see they had that confidence. That's a huge thing. And then the second, you know, what you brought up so many times about how so much of it is fueling off the starting pitching. You know, when you think about it, that starting pitching has given the coaching staff carte blanche to treat their bullpen and work their bullpen any way they need to. It's taken the pressure off the batters, you know, giving them a chance to get hot. You know, it's hard getting hot batting early in the year, so pitching a lot of times dominates, but, you know, it really took the pressure off the bats and let them get going. And I don't know what the stat line is, but this, you know, this thing about however many games we are into the season now, to have never been, am I correct, they've never been more than one run down going into the ninth inning? Is that correct?
Going into the eighth inning, they've either led, been tied, or trailed by one run in every single game.
You know, that's still so much. I mean, that involves bullpen too, but so much of that is fueling off. And, you know, I don't know how big that stat line is compared to some other teams, but you know, that really speaks volumes. So to me, in my mind, the confidence and the starting pitching has really fueled all of this that we're seeing. And, I'm not a soothsayer looking forward, but it has been a fun ride to watch and some good season to look forward to.
Great call, Steve. Thank you very much for placing it. Royals win 13-3. They've won, well, every game on this homestand, 8 straight at Kauffman Stadium, and now they make their way to Citi Field to take on Luis Severino. Sure. I'll take Michael Wacha tomorrow night, 6:10 for the first pitch. I'm on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. Stay tuned. Much more on this Red Hot Royals Ball Club coming up next with CDOT and The Drive on your home for Royals baseball for more than 15 years. 610 Sports Radio. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Swing and a liner down the right field line. That's in for a hit. It'll go all the way to the corner. Bobby Witt just jogs in from third base to score the 10th Royals run. Vinny's at second with an RBI double, his third RBI of the day.
Man, I hope Cody Tapp has those vocal cords ready to go, because Vinny put on a show again today, 3 for 5. He drives in 3 runs, scores in that 9-run first inning, and it was a laugher after that. Royals win 13-3. Carrington Harrison in The Drive coming your way in 10 minutes from now, but let's hear from one of the stars of today's game, Bobby Witt Jr., who put together, arguably, the greatest stat line this franchise has ever seen. 10 total bases, 5 runs driven in, 4 runs scored, 4 hits, a stolen. But again, on the field after the game with Joel Goldberg of Bally Sports Kansas City, and they wanted to talk about that 9-run first inning with 15 men brought to the dish.
Yeah, you know, we're just putting together great at-bats. We know Brady's on the mound, give him a couple runs, and then just put together good at-bats, like I said, and just compete up there, stick to our plan and approach, and just battle.
You guys came home from the first road trip in Baltimore 2-4. You go back on the road now 9-4. How would you describe everything that's going on with this team on the field, dugout, and clubhouse?
Just saying, the boys are playing some ball right now. We're having a lot of fun both on and off the field, and it's just, it's a lot of fun, like I said.
This wind is really tricky today, but get that ball up towards right field. Do you have a chance? How much were you thinking about that?
I've been watching the Masters. They're playing the big fade, so that's what I was trying to do today.
Very nice, as it is Masters weekend indeed. I can't let you go without asking you about a play that I'm pretty sure you guys have never practiced before, with a second baseman hurtling over you while you make a play. What happened there?
Yeah, just we were both going for the ball, trying to make a play, and then he hopped over me, and we got the out. That was all the thing that mattered.
That's all that matters. I'll let you go in a sec. He's shivering, understandably so. The Bobby chants have been echoing every single game. What do you think?
Pretty special. The fans out here, we love them. We're going to keep it rolling and do something special this year. So,
Bobby Witt Jr. after the game on the field with Joel Goldberg of Bally Sports Kansas City. Royals have won 9 of 11 in each of the last 7 games. Let's go to Steve in Merriam. Steve, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You know, I really, for the most part, I'm just tagging on to what you have very eloquently stated for the past few days, but I have a few twists that maybe I haven't heard quite so often. One, I just want to, you know, double down on how critical this early confidence is. And you really saw that confidence even in their first two series losses. You could still see they had that confidence. That's a huge thing. And then the second, you know, what you brought up so many times about how so much of it is fueling off the starting pitching. You know, when you think about it, that that starting pitching has given the coach and staff carte blanche to treat their bullpen and work their bullpen any way they need to. It's taken the pressure off the batters, you know, giving them a chance to get hot. You know, it's hard getting hot batting early in the year, so pitching a lot of times dominates, but, you know, it really took the pressure off the bats and let them get going. And I don't know what the stat line is, but this, you know, this thing about however many games we are into the season now, to have never been, am I correct, they've never been more than one run down going into the ninth inning? Is that correct?
Going into the eighth inning, they've either led, been tied, or trailed by one run in every single game.
You know, that's still so much. I mean, that involves bullpen too, but so much of that is fueling off. And, you know, I don't know how big that stat line is compared to some other teams, but you know, that really speaks volumes. So to me, in my mind, the confidence and the starting pitching has really fueled all of this that we're seeing. And, I'm not a soothsayer looking forward, but it has been a fun ride to watch and some good season to look forward to.
Great call, Steve. Thank you very much for placing it. Royals win 13-3. They've won, well, every game on this homestand, 8 straight at Kauffman Stadium, and now they make their way to Citi Field to take on Luis Severino. Sure, I'll take Michael Wacha. Tomorrow night, 6:10 for the first pitch. I'm on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. Stay tuned. Much more on this Red Hot Royals Ball Club coming up next with CDOT and The Drive on your home for Royals baseball for more than 15 years. 610 Sports Radio. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.